Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Randy Scarbury. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The DH, Jerry Morales. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garr for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez juggles the ball. That's an error on Rodriguez. Squires moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Summers. The throw from Colburn and he is safe. Summers steals second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Summers scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morales. The throw from Colburn and he is out, Orta applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Garr moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. LaFleur moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 1 in the game. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torres for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Summers hits a line drive towards first. Squires catches it and throws to second to double up Thompson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Colburn strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 2 in the game. Orta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orta moves to second. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 2 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orta moves to third. Bannister moves to second. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Milt May pinch hits for Mike Colburn. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Kevin Bell. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May now catching. Jim Morrison now playing third base. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Thompson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Summers hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Farmer now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horta for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bannister strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 3 in the game. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Greg Pryor. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torres moves to third. Don Kessinger pinch runs for Wayne Nordhagen. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.